this golden pager, and we all know what that is a reference to. I would say you need to beware of Mossad bearing gifts. far more dangerous than Greeks. as he's saying, if I'm assassinated, obliterate Iran. I don't know if that was said before or after he got the golden pager. But as I said before, he just kind of signed his death warrant with Mossad if they don't get what they want in terms of a war with Iran. Because, you know, hey, that'd kick it off. We need to have some kind of a false flag in order to get the U.S. to do Iran for Israel. The gift was a reference to Israel rigging thousands of consumer electronic devices. Remember that? The pagers? Gave them out to Hezbollah and then blew them all up at the same time. And that has been celebrated as an act of Jewish genius by many. But it's also been referred to by a group called Batar. It is a Zionist youth movement. And they have been walking around giving people that they don't like pagers. That is something of a threat, isn't it? And they did that to this particular guy. His name is this is Norm Finkelstein, who is a Holocaust denier. And here's one of the people doing that.
How's it going? I got you a pager. What a pager, Norman?
Jews were known for being smart.
Yeah, he silenced out.
You know what?
Where's your pager, Norman? The Holocaust denier.
Yeah. He silenced out what Norm said to him, other than Jews were known to be smart. But, you know, some people do that. If you were to do that to a Jew, you'd be in big trouble. But hey, if they do that to you, it's not a problem, is it? Because there's rules for some people, and other people don't have any rules. They just make the rules for you, right? And then you know who your rulers are. The one standard of hate speech for them, and a different standard of hate speech for us. As I pointed out yesterday, you have Trump appointing people, calling for everyone in Gaza to be killed. Hey, they're all collectively guilty. We need to kill every last one of them. And then they go around to the people that they disagree with, that they argue with. No, we're not going to have arguments anymore. We're going to threaten to kill you. Here's a pager, and he sticks it in his pocket, right? So is that a threat? Was that a threat to Trump? So this organization, Batar USA, has been paying people to do this kind of stuff. They will pay $1,800 to incite people to harass people with violence. And as this one person, Nurdine Kizwani, said, I wonder where this money is coming from since they are tax-exempt. Are tax-exempt organizations allowed to threaten people this way? Using their funds in particular? Well, you know, it's not just the tax-exempt charitable funds. But it's also the people who are allied and have been for the longest time with the federal government. I've talked many times about Palantir, and I've been doing reports on them for over a decade. They use as their symbol, they've got a circle with a little V holding it, and they openly reference in their corporate culture and other stuff like that, they openly reference the crystal balls that were in Lord of the Rings. It was how the different kings would communicate with each other, but then the dark side got a hold of it, if you remember that, and were able to monitor all the conversations and even to look inside of you. And that is the purpose of what this geospatial intelligence, this anticipatory intelligence, the original, well, not the original, but that other form of AI. And Palantir has turned this into an art form for not just the U.S. government, but many governments. They say, well, we're using this abroad to find terrorists and that type of thing. No, they're using it domestically as well to identify enemies of the state, whoever that may be. And they just had a financial meeting where Alex Karp, who is the head of Palantir, but of course it was put together with money from Peter Thiel. So if you want to know where Peter Thiel and Elon Musk and these technocrats, they just keep reinventing themselves, don't they? And they hop from one side of the aisle to the other side of the aisle. I was liberal, now I'm conservative. I was an environmentalist, and now I'm not, you know, and all the rest of this stuff. They'll do whatever is necessary for them to get what they want. And Peter Thiel was the one who funded this. Now, Alex Karp has been, since Palantir was created pretty much, he's been a regular attendee at Bilderberg as well. And I want you to hear what he said in a, this is a video that was being done, a live video that was being done for retail investors. And listen to how he talks about the company. He is ecstatically happy about this because they are making money hand over fist.
Alex, as always, we have a lot of individual investors on the line. Is there anything you'd like to say before we end the call?
We're doing it. We're doing it. And I'm sure you're enjoying this as much as I am. Let's not talk to analysts about the burden of being right, our burdens of investing in ontology, our burdens of actually looking at the math, the burden of reading what the rule of 40 is, the burden of being honest about what an enterprise software company is, or the burden of explaining to your friends that you're really happy. Maybe we should just stop talking about it. I'm very happy to have you along for the journey, and you are partners for us. Every Palantirian, we are crushing it. Everyone else who's listening, we are dedicating our company. We have dedicated our company to the service of the West and the United States of America, and we're super proud of the role we play, especially in places we can't talk about. And we love our success in the U.S. and globally. Also, you know, we are doing it in the United Kingdom and many other places. Palantir is here to disrupt and make the institutions we partner with the very best in the world, and when it's necessary, to scare our enemies and on occasion kill them. And we hope you're in favor of that. We hope you're enjoying being a partner, and we're really happy and very, very focused on what we're doing. Thank you for your time.
There you go. So if you'd like to make some money by intimidating and killing people for whatever institutions he hires himself out to, whatever rogue governments, and of course that is a rogue government, we're proud of our assassination. We are now giddy about assassinating people. And here he is holding an investor conference. And as, I guess, a power move, he's dressed in a T-shirt, and it looks like he hasn't combed his hair for a year. maybe that's an intentional hairdo. But what a reprehensible company that is. As reprehensible as it can be. And just let me play that last bit again for you, where he talks about murdering people.
We're doing it. We're doing it. And I'm sure you're enjoying this as much as I am.
I love murdering people.
Let's not talk to analysts about the burden of being right, our burdens of investing in ontology, our burdens of actually looking at the math. Palantir is here to disrupt and make the institutions we partner with the very best in the world, and when it's necessary, to scare our enemies and on occasion kill them. And we hope you're in favor of that. We hope you're enjoying being a partner, and we're really happy and very, very focused on what we're doing.
Yeah, very focused on killing people, threatening people, scaring people. Yeah, maybe put pagers in their pockets or something else. Now, that's a different organization. So Trump's off-the-wall press conference, where he proposed that the U.S. take over Gaza, clean up Israel's mess as part of a multi-year, multi-billion dollar project, came right after he was given the golden pager. Now, Chris Minahan says, perhaps Trump fears meeting the same fate as JFK. I said yesterday, maybe he knows what happened with JFK. Certainly knows what happened with 9/11. He's got all of his friends were deeply involved in 9/11. Nevertheless, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said last year that a security team found a bugging device in his personal bathroom after it was used by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a visit in 2017. So he comes out, oh, sorry to bother you, but can I use your restroom? And then he bugs it. So with all that in mind, perhaps it makes sense that Trump would do this.
Yes, master.
I threw that in there. There was no soundtrack there, of course. That is a picture of Trump as the valet of Netanyahu, pushing the chair in for him. As Netanyahu sits, Trump takes the role of a servant. But I think that he's motivated by greed, not by fear. Because many people talked about how Jared Kushner, we talked about it when it happened at the time. It was about a year ago that Kushner had an interview, and he said, well, I'm sitting in Miami Beach right now, and I'm looking at the situation. I'm thinking, what would I do if I were there in Israel, there in the Gaza Strip? He suggested those that were left in Gaza could be moved out. After that, the area could be rebuilt. He says, it's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up. You know, a little bit of an unfortunate situation. What if Jared Kushner's kids had been shot once in the head, once in the chest, and then once in the head by Israeli snipers to make sure that they were dead? And did this over and over again. And folks, we've heard that from one doctor, volunteer doctor after another, all different nationalities, different countries, talking about the same thing. The intentional murder of children. A little bit unfortunate, right?
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. And David is giving a 10% discount to listeners from now until 2025. At that price, you should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.